Ashcroft Fire Rescue, AFR, has welcomed a new vehicle to its fleet for the first time in nearly 9 years. At fire practice on Tuesday, July 15, firefighters got their first up-close and personal look at the 2016 Freightliner tender, which will be taking up residence in the apparatus bay of the fire hall. It replaces the current tender, which was acquired from Barrier in 2015. When I became chief back in 2015, that tender was temporary-ish, and the plan was to replace it within 8 years, says AFR Chief Josh White. We went a couple of years over, but in late 2023, early 2024 I was told to start looking for tenders. White reached out to Rocky Mountain Phoenix, which put out some inquiries for gently used tenders that would fit the bill. Eventually they sourced one in the southeastern United States, which was almost exactly what AFR was looking for. It has roughly 125,000 kilometers on it, and is the same year as Engine 3, our primary engine, says White. He adds, however, that unlike engines, tenders don't time out when they reach a certain age. This tender can easily service for 30 to 40 years. White explains that while the apparatus is referred to as a tender in the fire service, most people would call it a tanker truck. We use tender because tankers, in the firefighting world, are fixed-wing aircraft that drop retardant, and we don't have one of those in Ashcroft. At least not yet. The old tender had a capacity of 2,000 gallons, while the new one has an 1,800-gallon capacity. However, White notes that the old tender had hydraulic brakes. The new one has air brakes, which are better when it comes to heavy loads. This new one is small but faster, and is far safer to operate. When you're coming down a hill with 2,000 gallons of water, that's 20,000 pounds pushing down on the truck, which is the maximum you can run with hydraulic brakes. Air brakes are better. Another big benefit of this new tender is it's a bit smaller bumper to bumper, so it gives us more room in the apparatus bay, which is tight as is. Crews will be able to get around a lot easier. A few upgrades and modifications were made to the new tender before it was delivered. The pump was upsized, and spray bars were attached to the front and back bumpers, meaning that the public works crew can also use the unit for dust control. White is particularly excited about the addition of a front remote monitor, which will allow the tender to be operated from inside the cab. It means we can challenge smaller grass fire without having to get out of the truck, which is a lot safer for the crew. Something else that the public may not realize is the area we cover, which is quite large. We have agreements with the TNRD and Ashcroft Indian Band for structure protection, and the tender allows us to get to areas without hydrants, where the primary role of the tender is to shuttle water from water sources to the trucks, engines. This tender has a better capability for fighting fires out of town, and can knock down fire from a distance without having to put crews right up to it. White extends his thanks to everyone who was involved in acquiring the tender, particularly Mike from Rocky Mountain Phoenix and staff at the village of Ashcroft. There will be an orientation session and training on the new unit, which will be in full operation on July 18. I wanted to get this tender behind me, says White. I'm glad it's done and it's here in town, and I'm looking forward to moving on to the next project.